presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. When Kitty St. John was rescued from the lake in what appeared to be certain death from a savage man-eating shark by two Canal Zone guards patrolling Gatton Lake in their motor launch, she gave them a small packet containing letters. She whispered to them that the letters must be taken immediately to Colonel Barrett of the Intelligence Department. Kitty then feigns a complete collapse, and the guards take her to the nearest plantation, which, ironically enough, belongs to Doc Beard. Actually, Doc Beard is the leader of a band of cutthroat saboteurs who plan to blow up the Panama Canal. And Jungle Jim is trying to thwart his evil designs and get sufficient evidence to have him removed from the canal zone to a military prison. The motor launch that has picked Kitty up is just warping into the dock in front of Doc Beard's plantation home, and the two Marines prepare to take her into the house.
Easy now. Fasten the stern line.
Yeah. We gotta move pretty fast. This girl's in bad shape.
Oh, I swallowed some water.
You'll be all right in a minute. Here, throw this coat around you.
I feel dreadful. I feel so sick.
Oh, chin up, sister. We'll have you in the house there in no time. Here, let me help you.
The letters.
Huh?
The letters. You won't forget the letters to Colonel Barrett.
Don't worry, lady. We'll get them to him. We've got to put on an act now. Come on, Don.
Say, there's a guy on the porch. Tall guy with glasses.
Hello! Hello!
It must be Doc Beard himself.
Hello! What's the trouble?
This lady got in trouble out in the lake. Shark almost got her.
Shark? Shark, good heavens.
Yeah, if we hadn't had the machine gun ready, it might have been too bad.
Oh, the girl must be frightened to death. Come on, bring her up to the house.
Oh, it was awful.
There now, Kitty, you're all right. Hot drink. Wrap you up in blankets. You'll be all right.
Right up the steps here, sir?
Yes. Right through the screen door. Take her into the living room.
Yes,
sir. There you are. Right through here now. Yeah, put her on the couch there. I'll call the houseboy.
There you are.
Here, Duck Beard. Me help.
Oh, Kolu. You here? When do you get back?
Me come back just now. Is she Kitty hurt?
No, scared a little. Got too far out swimming and almost become shark bait.
Kolu, bring a hot drink and blankets.
Yes.
Boys, just put her on that couch. Yeah. I'll take care of her now.
Oh, I feel awful.
Well, you've had a bad scare, my dear. Everything's going to be all right now. Just rest and try to forget it.
Yeah, and keep out of that lake, lady. It ain't no aquacade.
That's right. And say, buddy, we better get going on our patrol. Doc, do you think everything's all right now?
Yes, I'll see that she's given every care.
Here, hot drink, sir. Hot lemon drink. Have water boiling on stove. Make fast.
Fine. Thank you, Colo. Oh. Kitty. Oh. Here's your drink. That's the girl. Sit up now.
No, that's good.
Yes. Feel much better now.
Well, Doc, you mind if we go?
No. Thank you so much for your timely appearance.
That's all right.
I assure you, the young lady won't try swimming in the lake again soon.
Hey, she'd better not. Come along, fella. We'll be late for our report if we don't get moving.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I caused you all that trouble, and thank you so much for saving my life.
Any time at all for a lady.
And, Doc, if you need anything, flag us next time we come by on patrol.
I'm sure I have the situation well in hand. I'll not bother you again.
Okay, Doc. Come along, fella.
Yes, I'm sure that we won't have to call out the Marines again.
Gee, after talking to that guy, I think maybe that girl's on the level.
Yeah, he's a cool customer, all right.
We better hightail it with these letters.
Yeah, looks like that girl has got a nose in some real trouble.
All right, jump in and spin it, kid.
Right. Now, throw off the lines.
Give it a gas. I think we better get these letters to Colonel Barrett plenty pronto.
You?
Yes, it's Juan Jim. Me here. Everything okay?
Yes, Juan. What happened in the house? Did Kitty's plan work?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
What do you mean?
First, Kolo think we better get back in tunnel more.
Yeah, that's right. The corridor to the tunnel caved in when you fired that shot, Kolo. But fortunately, this passage is usable. Lucky we found this tunnel right under Doc Beard's house.
Sure. Now this place all right. Stand close to wall.
Right. Now, what happened to Kitty?
Missy Kitty tell Doc Beard she go for a swim in lake. Then she go.
Great heavens, that lake is too big for her to swim across.
You see, Kitty find that out. She swim out in lake. Doc Beard, he send Pedro after her.
Pedro? Then what?
He swim like fish. He almost catch Miss Kitty.
What happened then?
Shark see Miss Kitty. Swim for her.
Sharko? How did a shark get into the lake?
Kolo not know. But guards come by and put boat. That machine gun. Brrr, no more shark.
And they picked up Kitty?
Yes. They pick up Missy Kitty. Put in boat.
Well, thank heaven she was saved. Well, did they take her away again?
No. Take Missy Kitty Doc Beard's house.
Well, of course, that was the only sensible thing to do.
Why, Kolo say maybe yes, maybe no about Missy Kitty plans. She gave letters soldier man, I'm sure.
Then if Colonel Barrett gets the letters today, maybe...
Maybe what, Tuan Jim?
Maybe we'll be able to spike the plans of J-7. But first, we've got to explore the rest of this tunnel.
Take long time, tunnel very long.
And come along anyhow. Now tell me, Kolo, you're sure Miss Kitty is all right?
She's scared and she wet, but Doc Beard give hot drink, hot blankets. All right now.
Good. I've been afraid that she might get... What's that noise?
Sounds like somebody coming.
Quick here. Through this old door at the tunnel. Push it open, Kolo.
Oh, this door, heavy one.
Nah, that's fine. Now quick, inside. What? What's this?
Look like cellar in Doc Beard's house.
Yeah, it is the cellar. And here. Here. Kolo, hide behind this wall. There's someone coming. Quiet, Kolo. We'll soon find out what and who this is.
Oh, Mrs. St. John. How do you feel now after your swim?
I feel better, thank you.
If you remember, I wanted you not to go swimming.
I know, it was my fault. That shark, I'll never forget it lunging at me. That mouth, those horrible teeth.
Not a very pretty death for such a pretty young lady.
Oh, don't speak of it.
It's strange, my dear, but in this tropical country, death lurks everywhere. In the water, in the underbrush, everywhere.
In the underbrush?
Yes, haven't you heard?
No.
One of the laborers on the plantation was bitten yesterday.
Bitten?
Yes, a bushmaster. Deadliest snake there is, more so than a cobra.
Oh.
Poor fellow died in 15 minutes, face turned purple. Awful agonies.
Ooh. Don't talk about it, please.
And spiders. There's a nest of black widows just beyond the walk there. Amazing how they multiply.
Dr. Beard... Why do you tell me about
and
these
tarantulas.
Awful things?
In Panama, tarantulas grow as big as your hand. They can jump 10 feet. They're particularly nasty after the rain. They don't like to get wet, so they crawl out into the sun
Please
to dry.
Please don't. Why are you telling me this?
I just want to convince you that your greatest safety lies here in the house. You see, if you went out, who knows?
I won't go out now.
That's why I've taken every precaution to see that no harm can befall you. Now, you wouldn't want to wander away from the house, would you? Or take another swim, perhaps?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, then you see the wisdom of my taking every precaution for your well-being.
I see. I understand perfectly.
And to make absolutely sure that your, shall we say, impulsiveness doesn't lead you out of doors too far, I have my guards posted.
Guards?
Yes. Cleverly concealed, but always there, nevertheless. For instance, if you went for a walk,
they'd stop me?
No. They'd be there to kill the snakes or the spiders.
Snakes and spiders?
Yes, the black widows, the tarantulas and the bushmasters. You see, my dear, I'm doing all I can to protect you.
You're a very thoughtful host, Dr. Beard.
For my guests, nothing is too good.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll lie down for an hour or so. I still feel weak.
An excellent idea, my dear. As for me, I have some work to do.
Then I shall go to my room.
Right. Pedro!
I can go to my room alone. I don't need Pedro to show me.
I want Pedro for quite another purpose, my dear.
Oh. Well, master.
Yes, Pedro. I have some work for you to do. Follow me.
Si, senor.
Come along, Pedro. We must go to the cave again.
You want electric wires this time?
No, Pedro. It is not yet time for the electric wires. This time we must make sure that all our materials are in good working order.
All is bueno, master. The boxes I have piled so neat, like you say.
Yes. Through the cellar. Over to the wall. Now, the little knob.
This door makes squeak, master.
Yes, it needs oil. Oil it, Pedro.
Si.
I shall go into the cellar. A little surprise I'm planning there will be heard around the world. It is a conceit, no, Pedro. Heard around the world.
Si, senor.
Stand back, Kolo. They might see that the door to the tunnel is open a slight crack. If they do, we'll have to run for it.
Me stand back.
Look, Kolo.
Huh?
Doc Beard and Pedro. Going over through the cellar to the far wall again.
The cave, maybe?
Kolo, I think that's it.
We watch and find way open cave.
Yeah. See? That little knob over there, he's turning it.
Him go in.
Yeah, but look at Pedro. He's staying outside.
Him take something from pocket.
An oil can. Kolo, look. He's oiling the hinges to the door.
He's good. We can see now in tunnel.
Kolo, do you see what the doc is doing? Look. He's moving those cases, those boxes.
What inbox? He's writing on them.
Yes. Holy mackerel, Kolo. It's dynamite. Enough dynamite to blow the Panama Canal. Kingdom come.
Jungle Jim and Kolo have stumbled on what may be the most important discovery of their lives. Can they avert the disaster which Doc Beard must be planning with his secret cache of dynamite? Will Kitty's letter to Colonel Barrett arrive in time to bring the help that they will certainly need? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventures and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie and the Little King and the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over this station. Be sure to tune in.